O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. My love is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Early in the morning, I went out unseen. I entered into unknowing, transcending all knowledge. I sought my beloved in the garden of delight. Open, open to me the gates. My love is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. I went into the city. I sought and did not find. Have you seen my beloved? Where does he take his rest? My love is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. I left the city behind at the break of day. I returned to the garden, again waiting at the tomb. My love is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Here is my beloved. Behold, here he comes, bounding over the mountains, leaping over the hills. He is like a gazelle or a wild goat, the one risen from the dead. My love is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Out of the night where hope had died, the tomb once sealed, now gaping wide, the Magdalene made haste to mourn and bring her spices through the dawn. She gazed in disbelief and pain where Jesus in his death had lain, until the radiant angel said, "Seek not the living with the dead." Soon trusting love cast out her fears, she rose and brushed away her tears, as first apostle Mary ran to tell God's resurrection plan. "Our love is risen," Mary cries. "Lift up your hearts and dry your eyes. Jesus is risen, come and see," and goes ahead to Galilee. All glory be to God above for Mary's apostolic love. All praise to God whom we adore, forever and forevermore. Amen. My beloved is hiding in the clefts of the rock. Oh, let me but hear your voice and see your face. Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God? My tears have become my bread by night, by day, as I hear it said all day long, "Where is your God?" Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God and praise the Holy One, my Savior and my God. Deep is calling on deep in the roar of mighty waters. Your torrents and all your waves have swept over me. By day Adonai will send compassion and loving kindness. By night I will sing a song of thanks, praise the God of my life. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God and praise the Holy One, my Savior and my God. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. My beloved is hiding in the clefts of the rock. Oh, let me but hear your voice and see your face.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet of where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Rejoice with me, all you who love the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Rejoice with me, all you who love the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. For the one whom I was seeking has appeared to me while I was weeping at the tomb. I saw the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Rejoice with me, all you who love the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. They have removed my Lord, and I don't know where they have taken him. Sir, if you know, please tell me. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. They have removed my Lord, and I don't know where they have taken him. Sir, if you know, please tell me. Alleluia.
After you healed Mary of Magdala from a serious illness, she followed you and supported your mission out of her own resources. Rabboni, open our hearts to receive your healing grace, and let us, like Mary of Magdala, put all we have at your service. Mary of Magdala traveled with you and the other disciples in a community that studied and practiced God's new reign of justice and love. Rabboni, make all communities of faith places to learn and grow in justice, inclusion, and love. Mary and the other disciples stayed with you even when you were threatened by the religious leaders and imperial authorities. Rabboni, help us stand in your truth and healing love, especially when we experience persecution for justice's sake. Mary of Magdala remained at your side through your horrible suffering, brutal death, and anonymous burial. Rabboni, help us to accompany those who are sick and dying, especially those abandoned by their families and friends. You called Mary of Magdala, Joanna, and the other women to be the first witnesses to the resurrection. Rabboni, help us recognize and accept our call to witness to your love which brings life from death. When you called Mary by name, she recognized you as her dearly beloved teacher. Rabboni, give us ears to hear you calling our true name deep within our hearts. You sent Mary of Magdala as apostle to the apostles to proclaim your resurrection to the others, even though they would not believe her. Rabboni, help us to accept your call to go and tell our brothers and sisters the good news of your risen love in a disbelieving world. women numbered among your disciples and followers during your ministry on earth, and were significant leaders in the early Christian communities. Rabboni, help all of us to live out the call of our baptism, and help all our churches to welcome the servant leadership of the women you call today. You taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. We rejoice today in the fellowship of your blessed Apostle, Mary Magdalene, and we give you thanks for her testimony and leadership in the early Christian community. Fill us with life and light. Free us from clinging to the past, and send us out as witnesses to the astounding beauty and power of your love, which is stronger than death, now and forever. Amen. May the risen Christ, who sent Mary Magdalene as the first to witness the resurrection, bless us with peace and courage to proclaim his undying love for the whole world. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.